we were reviewing the laws of Psuket Zimra, and we said that one has to have extra kavana. We're up to Halacha Yud Aleph. One has to have extra kavana in the pasuk Potech et Yadecha in Ashrei. We have to have kavana in all of Ashrei, but specifically in the pasuk Potech et Yadecha, because really all of Psuket Zimra was instituted for that pasuk. That's the pasuk in which we mentioned that Hashem is watching over all of us. He's watching over our parnasa. And if one did not have kavanah there, he has to say it again. And he doesn't have to review the whole ashrei again, just that pasuk. Now, if a person noticed that he didn't have kavanah and he's in the middle of Psukei Zimra, so he says the pasuk wherever he's holding. If he suddenly noticed after Yishtabach, so then you can't pause in the middle, so after he finishes Shmona Esrei, then he'll say, Somech Hashem l'chol noflim, וזוקף לכל הכפופים, עיני יכול אליך יסברו, and then פותח את ידיך. You begin with two פסוקים beforehand. Some have the custom that when they say פותח את ידיך, they spread their hands, spread them do that, as though they're getting it from above right then. The custom is to stand when we say ויברך דוד, till we conclude the פסוק, אתה הוא השם האלוקים. And when he reaches the pasuk v'ata moshel bakol, God, you control everything, so then he gives some tzedakah. One has to be careful that from the time one begins yishtabach till the conclusion of Shmona Esrei, one is not supposed to say anything even for the sake of a mitzvah, and one should say the prayer straight. He shouldn't have a gap, a pause, even a silent pause. You should just say the prayer straight from Baruch Shamar through yishtabach. Next time we'll pick up with what pauses would we permit if one had to pause to say amen, etc.